Okay, we're holding on Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph Alf the Mishnah. Today's Erev Pesach Tufshin Pei. Today's official Daf is Daf Lamed Gimel. We already had a shir earlier this morning for Daf Lamed Gimel, and now we're posting shir on Daf Lamed Aleph for the first day of Yom Tov, for those who want to learn it before Yom Tov. Just one, two quick points on the Gemara before the Mishnah. The Gemara before the Mishnah discussed how Rabbi Shimon Yochai, when he came out of the cave, he was asked, he wanted to do a tikkun for the veld. He wanted to fix something because the nace had happened to him. So he went to do the tikkun. The tikkun he did was to determine whether a certain field, whether there was people buried in it or not, legabe, it was relevant for Tumas Kadim. The Kadim couldn't traverse this area, and it was a problem, and therefore, they brought him to do some sort of test to see if it's really tame. He cut some chuma vegetables over there, and the areas that were hard, he said, are tar. The areas that were soft, that means there was a mace there, those areas are tame. The question is, the Tesfis Yom Kippurim, he asks, since when are we able to rely on Maisa Nisim for Psak Halacha? He's relying on a Maisa Nis that the areas of ground that became soft, those were Tameh, the areas of ground that became hard, those are Torah. How can we rely on Maisa Nisim? So he just answers that no. Mikir Adin, this is Safik Tameh, big cloud that we always discuss. Safik Tameh Rishis Yachad is Tameh, Safik Tameh Rishis Rabim is Tar. This was the case of Rishis Rabim. Mikir Adin, the Safik was Tar. The people being Machmir to rely on a Nis, on a issue that you make me consider Libish Miami for a chumrah, people being machmer, even though it was really tar, they being machmer tummy to release them from the chumrah, that you could use Maisa Nisim for. Okay. Three things a person is supposed to say in his house. He's supposed to say it bin Yechusa. We'll see. He's supposed to say it very calmly. So what are these three things? On our Shabbos, the first two are really questions, and the third is a statement. Im Chashecha, as it's getting dark, what does he say? Isartem, Iravtem, and Likos Aner. Isartem, have you taken up Chumah Maestros? Iravtem, have you made Erev? And if that's the case, if you've done both, then yes, then Likos Aner, time to light the Neris. Isartem is... The idea is that if you take off Meiser, why Dafka we ask this on Friday close to Shabbos? Because on Shabbos, two things. First of all, Shabbos was not allowed to take Trumas on Meiser, so he's considered Tikkun Mana. It's an Isra Abana. That's going to be clear in the next line of the Mishnah that Banish Mashas, once it's Banish Mashas already, it's too late to take. It's a Suffolk ready Shabbos, too late to take Trumas on Meiser. It's a rabbinic issue, but nonetheless can't be done. But specifically on Shabbos, it's more of a concern because during the week, you're able to eat produce, achilas arai, if you eat arai, not derech keva, you're allowed to eat, and it's okay. Specifically on Shabbos, one is not allowed to eat even derech arai, because on Shabbos, and achilas arai has a status, because the chashiv is a Shabbos, achilas arai is considered achilas keva. And therefore, it's all the more reason, right? Rashi explains, because Shabbos is called einig. Einig is called the einig of Shabbos, and therefore, gives a status of keva, and therefore, you can't eat at all without taking trumas ma'isis. You have a double whammy. You need to take trumas ma'isis for Shabbos food, and you can't on Shabbos. And therefore, the question, it was, the person supposed to raise the question is, make sure, has Meiser been taken yet? Rambam actually points out there's six things that are Kaveya for produce to be considered Keva, Achilles Keva, or requiring a Meiser, and you can only eat from a Derech Arai. Number one is bringing it to the bias, into the house. Number two is if it's cooked in a fire. Number three, I'm going to have order. Number two, if it's a mekach, if it's purchased. Number three, if it's cooked in a fire. Number four, if it's melech, if it's salted. Number five is if it's truma was taken, then you have to take meiser. And number six is what we just discussed about Shabbos gives it a kviyas. Okay. The next thing was about iravtim. Rashi says, what does iravtim mean? Either means both. Eruvi chatziris and eruvi tchumim. Erev to be able to traverse more than 2,000 amas in any one direction by moving his makam shvisa to a different location to give him up to 4,000 amas in a specific direction, or Eruv Chatzeres to be carrying amongst the Chatzeres. Both of these are Dindra Abanan. Eruv Tchumim is actually, according to Rabbi Kiva, is Dindra Raisa. It is considered Mochama, we'll see in the Gemara, but they're both, we hold Dindra Abanan, and we're saying you have to be careful to do them before Shabbos, and if both things are done before Shabbos, then Hidlikos Ner, it's a matter-of-fact statement, he's telling the people in the house they should light the Ner. Says the Mishnah further, if, however, he forgot to do these things, Safik Hashaykh, Safik Ein Hashaykh. It's already Safik if it's not yet or not. It's Spanish Masha, Safik if it's not yet. Emasrin, as a Vadi, you can no longer take Meiser from Vadi. You can no longer take Kalim out of Tame and put him in the mikvah because it's Tikkun Mana. Just like taking off Meiser is like Tikkun Mana. There's also Tikkun Mana, it's Drabbanans. And who are there, not just Kalim out of Tame, Kalim you buy from a guy. You can't put it in the mikvah mitavel because it's Tikkun Mana. You can't use it until it goes to the mikvah. And therefore, it's Tikkun Mana. You can't do it on Shabbos or even Safik Shabbos, and one cannot light Neiris. Now that's Deraisa. Not lighting candles is Deraisa. So it's interesting, we're putting by Banish Mashas or by the Safik, if it's Shabbos or not, first draw buttons that can't be done, then Deraisa. Presumably the Deraisa should go first, Madlik and Neiris should go first. It's more Chashav. Rashi says, and Rami, Loizu Avzu. We say the Darabanan, I don't even have to tell you, you cannot do the Darais. That is Rashi's Malach. Others want to say there's something deeper over here. That the idea is that the Mishnah is trying to bring out the point that when second one lights candles, that is accepting Shabbos. There's a whole discussion whether Shabbos starts when one lights candles automatically or not. It's in Shulchan Aruch Simri Samach Gimel. The Bahag says once one lights candles, automatically Shabbos, to the extent that the person who lights the candles, let's say the woman lights the candles, she shouldn't put out the match herself. Once she lit the candle, she's holding a match, putting out the match could be problematic according to the Bahag because lighting the candle is Shabbos. There's a machlekes. If, according to Bach, Tanai helps, if you can make a Tanai and say, I'm lighting candles, but I'm not accepting Shabbos or not, the Mechleikas in the Paiskim, whether, according to Bach, that Shabbos is automatically lighting candles, whether you can make a Tanai to circumvent it. L'maisa, the Anagi is that it should only be used on rare occasion. On very rare occasion, one can use this Tanai, but typically we don't rely on the Tanai. L'maisa, there are others who argue on the Bach Bechlal, who say that lighting candles isn't the Kabbal Shabbos. It's Kabbal Shabbos. When we daven in shul, that's Kabbal Shabbos. The hanhug of the velt is that for men, it's Kabbal Shabbos and we daven in shul, or if he's getting to shul late to daven, he should be Kabbal Shabbos prepared earlier, but Kabbal Shabbos is only when he's Kabbal Shabbos in actuality, either bedavening or besaying it, Shabbos, or something of the like. Whereas by Nashim, Taka, the lighting of the candles is the acceptance of Shabbos. And again, even if we say you can use it tonight to delay the real acceptance of Shabbos, it should not be used on a regular basis. So someone to say that's Pshat in our mission. The mission says Hidikos and Neiris later after other cases because that lighting Neiris is Shabbos. The second you light Neiris, it already is Shabbos. Okay, a little bit of a stretch to put it into that, and that to say that's why it comes after the Darabana cases of the Mishnah. Fine. Avol Ma'asrin. Now what he could do is, you could take Ma'aser off the Mai. Why can you take Ma'aser off the Mai? Because we've spoken out, we've had this many times already, that the Mai was a Gzeri Darabanan. Reva Maratzim, take Ma'aser. But there's a chash that some don't take Ma'aser. And the one of the therefore, when you buy something from an Amaretz, you have to take Ma'aser on it, Masafik, else it's because we call it the Mai. But since Reva Maratzim Ma'aser, therefore it's a, we'll call it a weaker Darabanan, Sashacham Darabanan, and therefore they allow for that to be done by Anish Mashas. We actually spoke out alumnus not so long ago, last week, that there was a whole shaila whether or not is demai be'etzem an issa d'rabbanan or there's like a mitzvah d'rabbanan, meaning what's the nafkamina? If a person goes and he just dismisses the din of demai, he goes and he eats the produce as is and he ignores the rabbinic demai on purpose. Terrible thing, but he just ignored it. And then it's Huvra Dover, the spiral leader, that the Amoritz he bought it from Takatukov Meiser. So is there any tshuva to be done? Meaning, avad is tshuva to be done because he didn't listen to the words of the chacham, that's clear. But the point is there an isser demai that he was over? Or no, he just didn't listen to the words of the chamim who said you're supposed to be careful with the demai and take ma'aser again. But there's no isser demai. They made a shtick isser, or they just made a mitzvah to take demai. That's a discussion. I think it was a basic angle on discussion. We spoke about it about a week and a half ago. Okay, but the reason why I have such a discussion is because demai clearly was spoken in the Gemara. And that Gemara, that Demai is a weaker, so to speak, their Rabban themselves weren't so machmer on it. Arvim, and that's why in many cases we said you could be lenient for Demai, for a person, for this, for that. You could be lenient and eat Demai without Meiser. Arvin, you're allowed to make an Erev during Banish Mashas that you could do, even though it's Rabban, and also you can make an Erev Banish Mashas. The same as Achamin, and you can do Tatman Acham. We're going to have later, so come up with Gemara and explain a little bit, but it's really come up in the next parak at length, the ideas of. In the next parakim, we discuss the ideas of hatmana. There's two types of hatmana. There's hatmana b'davar ma'isav hevel, hatmana insulating something with there's a heat source, adding heat. There's insulating where there's no heat source, adding heat. Okay, we'll see more about it tomorrow. But I'm just saying you are allowed to do hatmana by bein hashmashas with we'll see with not b'davar ma'isav hevel, b'davar she'ena ma'isav hevel that you can do before Shabbos and even bein hashmashas you can still do hatmana. And the idea is going to be because stam pots are already boiling by bein hashmashas. Now, one other point that we just mentioned just 2 days ago, but it's going to chazer over again. When a person was saying they cannot light Neiris on Ben Hashmashas because of Shabbos, it's Suffolk Shabbos, right? It's Dereisa. The Magen Avraham brings that you could ask a guy, she could ask a guy to light on her behalf, and she can make a bracha. This is based on the same Machan Ephraim that we discussed by Micah, whether the mitzvah of Micah is to build the Micah, to put up the fence, or to have a fence. Machan Ephraim, Mechzinich Holdu, was to build the fence. The Machan Ephraim Holdu was to have a protection, have the fence. And therefore, as long as you have the fence, you could make a bracha. If you ensure that you have a fence, you can make a bracha, even if the guy puts up the actual fence. Here too, Magen Avraham says, with lighting candles, the mitzvah isn't to light the candle, the mitzvah is to have candles lit. And therefore, if the guy lights the candles and you are orchestrating that these candles are going to be lit, you can make a bracha when the guy lights Spanish mushes. That is the Magen Avraham. Beautiful idea from the Magen Avraham. Okay. How do we know that in the Psukim, this idea of making sure that there's Sartim, Raftim, and Likos in there. Amar B'Shem Levi, Amar Kra, V'yadata Kishom Alecha, Uvakata Navcha, B'Lei Sechta. You should have peace in your oil, in your tent, and you should you should command Navcha, your house, your abode, to lay sechta, and it won't come to sin. So we see from here, this is an instruction for a person to make sure that in his household things are being done properly. This is more specifically talking about the din of Ner Shabbos, that is supposed to make sure that there's a Ner Shabbos lit in his house on Shabbos. Amar Rav Funa, Avagadam Rabbanan Shleish Dvarim Tzurich Tzurich Lein Lemer. Even though we said there's three things a person is supposed to say in his house on Shabbos, Tzurich Lemer Minu Benichusa. He has to say them gently. Don't have its argument. Don't say it loud. Don't say it with stress. Rather say it gently, in order that it should be accepted from him, in order that it shouldn't be so angry and so rebellious. When you yell, people get rebellious. This is a Musar Haskel, that in Chinuch in general, yelling typically is not the method, because yelling leads to defenses being put up and rejection of the message, even if there's a force to do it at that moment, a rejection of the overall message. Whereas Benichusa is more accepted in the long run, says Rabbi Rav Huna, that's not supposed to be done on Erev Shabbos, as hard as it is. Erev Shabbos is always very busy, but these things should be done. Benichusa Amar Vashi, Anale Shemila Hunter Rabbi Rav Huna, the captain of Misfara. I never heard of Rabbi Huna, but I did Misfara. I didn't yell. I did it very calmly. Hagufakash, that's why we have a stira. You just told me that the three things a person has to do in his house, he has to say in his house with nightfall. Sounds like these three things can be done only before it's getting dark, as it's getting dark, but not when it's already suffering that it is dark. Okay. One of the three things were iravtem, right? Sartem, Iravtem, Ligus Ner. So Iravtem is the middle one. That was one of the three things. You tell me to be in the Mishnah, has to be the Imchashecha before it gets dark. And now you're telling me that in the end of the Mishnah, that when Safachashecha or Safachashecha, you're allowed to make an Ner. Which one is it? Says the Gemara, Simon Begufeit Simra, Tzipor Bechafa de Milsa. This Simon is a Simon of all the members that are said by this author throughout this Mesechta, right? It's on Ayin Gimel, on Kuf Zayin, Kufid Gimel, and Kuf Chavdal, the other members. Here's the one member. Amar Chibar Ashi, Amar Rav. So he's answering the question like Kasha, Kan Beiruv Tchumim, Kan Beiruv Tchatzir. It's very simple. Eruv Tchumim, you can make only before Shabbos. Erev Chatzeris, that could be made even on Shabbos. The difference is Erev Tchumim is Mochamer. We referenced it when we spoke at the Mishnah, that Eruve Tchumim, Erev in the Mishnah is Erev Tchumim, and Erev Chatzeris. Eruv Tchumim Mochamer, we have it Tzad, Kuntur Bekiva, Erev Tchumim is Dereisa. Even out of Kuntur Bekiva, L'chera, we approach this idea of Erev Tchumim as you make a bracha on it, Rambam says. And it has a real, it's a real chalais. You're being meichel that my shvisa somewhere else. That's a real chalais. That needs to take place before Shabbos. Erev v'chatzeris, also derabban, that may be confused with carrying shes rabim, that's not as much of a chalais of a makom shvisa, even though we are joining everyone into one bias and you're putting food. Similar idea of Erev, but it's not the same level of chalais, and therefore that could be done even in Safik chashecha, that could be done as well. Vamarava. Two people said to a fellow, go make an Erev fast. For one person, he made an Erev while still day. So he made the Erev for one while it's daytime. He made the Erev for the second person while it was already Benish Bashas. The one who he made an Erev for while it was still day, the Erev was eaten by Benish Bashas. The one who the Erev was made by Benish Bashas, even though I'm saying best not to, but it was ultimately made by Benish Bashas, Nechler Rivim Bechashecha. So in both cases, a dog came and ate the Erev. The one that was made before Shabbos, the dog ate it up during Benish Bashas. The one that was made during Benish Bashas, the dog ate it up after it got dark. What's the halacha? Says Rav Bechid, the Shneim Kara Erev, both are good. Ask the Raman of Shech, what is Benish Bashas? If Benish Bashas is the Benish Shabbos, so the second one shouldn't be good. If Benish Bashas is still weekday, the first one shouldn't be good. If it's daytime, Pasra Likni. Second one should be good because it was daytime when it was made. It was eaten by the dog after night, and therefore it's a good Erev Bishas Shabbos. But Kamali Likni, the first one shouldn't be good because by the time Shabbos started, after Benish Bashas, it already was gone. Vivash Bashas Lailu, and then Benish Bashas is nighttime. Kamali Likni, the first one should work, and Pasra Likni, the second one should work because it was already done too late. Answers the Gemara, famous Yisrael, Benish Bashas Sveikahu. Benish Bashas is a Suffolk, who Suffolk Drabbana the Kula. Benish Bashas is a Suffolk, and Suffolk Drabbana the Kula. Since the whole of Erev Tchumim, Lemaisa, we pass it again. We just point out Rabbi Kiva says it's Dereisa. We point out that's the reason why you should endeavor specifically to do Erev before Shabbos, because there she says more of a Chalais, more Chamer, but Lemaisa, we pass it as Drabbanan, it's still a Drabbanan. And therefore, in a case where it was done, B'dievid, we're saying that when it's a Suffolk, it works both ways. It's a Suffolk, and therefore works the Kula for the fellow who was done before Shabbos and was eaten during Mesh Mashas, we assume Mesh Mashas may be Shabbos, and therefore he has an Erev, and the fellow whose Erev was put down during Mesh Mashas and was eaten after Shabbos starts, we assume that again, that Mesh Mashas was not Shabbos, and therefore his Erev was put down in a timely fashion before Shabbos, and he also has an Erev. It goes both ways. This idea of Mesh Mashas Fekehu, the Ritva, it sounds like almost like an Achronish read. The Ritva in Yumad Daf Mizayim explains, has a Din Safek, meaning it's not just the Pshat that we're not sure what it is, and therefore it's a Safek, maybe that's how it started, but now it gets a Din. It gets a din suffix, and we pointed out the other day, just a key factor. There is a mashmayas elsewhere that banished mashas. All drabbanas are mutter, and we spoke, it's not really, not necessarily. Shavus is not mutter, banished mashas, but amir la'akam specifically is mutter, banished mashas, amir la'akam is mutter, and therefore we make early Shabbos as well. Amir la'akam is mutter all the way till it gets dark. Vamarava. Rabbi says, this relates to the Mishnah, of course, about Atmana. Why do they say you can't do Atmana with the Davar Sheino Ma'aseh V'Avim B'Cheshecha? Again, we spoke out that Atmana is insulating a food, and you're not allowed to insulate food on Shabbos even without any source of heat. Just insulate food on Shabbos you can't do because it may come to leading to heating things up, to stoking coals, and you cannot nor can you insulate something before Shabbos, which is if there's heat involved, if there's a heat source involved, one cannot insulate, whether he's insulating with the heat source or whether he's insulating the food and it's above a heat source. If there's a source of heat involved, there's a separate problem even before Shabbos because it's going to continue on to Shabbos and you may come to stoke the coals on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, why do they say you can't be matman with the mice of hevel from when it gets dark, right? Meaning, again, to be clear, you can't be matman with a dover. You can't be matman at all when it gets dark, and you can't be matman even from before, even by daytime, to leave it for nighttime with a dover meis of hevel. Because we're scared that he's going to cause the pot to boil, and he's going to be over on the iser of cooking on Shabbos. So I'm sorry. So this Gemara actually is referring specifically right now to doing that atmana of davar she'enai meisav hevel. My mistake. Atmana of davar she'enai meisav hevel, that's usher only on Shabbos. Atmana of davar she'meisav hevel is erev Shabbos. That's what we spoke out was correct. So the Gemara is asking why in Shabbos can I not do atmana with a davar that's enai meisav hevel? And that the reason, like we said before, that the reason is because when you're doing atmana, you're showing a clear desire to keep it hot, and you may come to heat it up on Shabbos itself, which is a problem. So why do we allow hatmana bedavar she'ena meisav hevel on erev Shabbos, even banish mashas? Why are we allowing that's the end of our Mishnah? Even banish mashas is mutter. Because as we said, we spoke at the Mishnah, most pots during banish mashas are in a boiling stage. And therefore we're not concerned that at that moment you're going to start stoking coals and making fires. It's only on Shabbos itself where it may have cooled down already. That's when we're concerned. But again, that's all hatmana bedavar she'ena meisav hevel. It's usher on Shabbos, it's mutter before Shabbos, and even mutter banish mashas now because we're saying it's stamazet to be boiling. Atmana b'davar she meisav hevel is a problematic even before Shabbos. Rama Rava says Rava, nipnei ma'amru ain't tam b'davar she meisav hevel. Top of Ambeis, why do we say you cannot be matzah on something which is meisav hevel even I feel by them even on erev Shabbos? The gezera is shem yatman remetz sheish bechalos. You can be matzah, you can do atmana with some sort of coal that has some fire in it, and therefore, you're going to mix in a live coal, and what's going to happen? I'm going to buy the Atman. We're scared that you're going to ultimately stoke that coal. And like we spoke out, Rav is saying a case where the coal is part of the Atman, it's mixed into the Atmana. The same thing would apply even if you're being Matman, and it's on top of coals, on top of a source of heat. Same idea, the fact that you're being Matman with Dov Marsav Hevel leads us to be concerned that you may come to stoke the coals at some point. Tanaban. Banish mashas safik minayim safik minayim. Banish mashas safik if it's daytime or nighttime. Safik kulam minayim safik kulam minayim. Safik if it's all day or all night. So again, safik, is it part of the day? Is it part night? Is it part day, part night? Is it all day or is it all night? Three options. And therefore, do we do matilah sel chumra shnei yamim? We give it the chumra of being part of two different days. So we say it's the chumra that it may be the daytime, it may be the night, it may be all day, it may be all night. It's all the possibilities. What is called banish mashas? Before the sun sets, as long as the eastern side of the sky is still red, once the bottom of the sky turns dark, even though the top is still has light to it, banish mashas, that's called banish mashas. So it's still day as long as the Pnei Mizrach is red, but there's no darkness yet at all, it's still day. Once the bottom part is already starting to get dark, then it's already, even if the top part is not dark yet, that is banish mashas. Hichsavelian, once the top part gets dark, on the contrary, the hichsavelian, once it gets the same as the bottom, Zelai, that's already nighttime. That's Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. It's a give it minutes from it's a time frame from when it starts. The sun starts to set. The time it walks, time it takes to walk a half a mil. In the past, we've discussed many times a mil is roughly 18 minute walk. It's roughly a mile. It's roughly 18 minute walk. So half a mil is about 9 minutes. They say about 8-9 minutes according to Mechema. That is the shear of Banish Mashas. Rabbi Yisiemer, we've had this many times in the past. Banish Mashas Keharif Ayin. It's Keharif Ayin. It's the blink of an eye. Zeh Nichnas Yeshua Hashem Keravayin. Zeh Nichnas V'zeh Yetzi. This night comes in, day leaves. V'yev Shalom Alav, and a person can't pinpoint that exact moment. Okay, Amar Marisa. Based on this idea of the Banish Mashas Suffolk, the Marisa can even give an example of what does it mean we knowing lechumer both directions. So Matiyon said lechumer Shayam. We give him the chumer 2 days. Who's he? He's talking about Legabe Tuma. Is talking about Lamai Hachasa. I'm Ravuna Bar Yeshua. Lenyan Tuma Legabe the Zav. So before you see the Mishnah inside, let's quote outside. There's a halacha that a Zav, a person who sees a discharge, Tumas carry if it's Zera, he's Tame that day, he goes to Mikvah, he's Tare that night. If it's some other type of discharge, a little bit of a different type of discharge. Called Tumas Ziva. So the halacha is as follows. If he sees it once, he's like a Balkari. He sees it once, he goes to the mikvah, he's tummy that day, and he has to wait for Shemesh to become fully tar. By night, he's fully tar. That's if he sees once. If he sees 2 days, if he sees Ziva 2 days, he's now tummy for 7 days. Tummy for 7 days means he needs to have 7 clean days to become tar. He then goes to mikvah, he's tar. But that's it, 7 clean days, no carbon required. If he sees Tuma Ziva 3 times, 3 days, then he has to go to. If he sees Tuma on three different occasions or 3 different days, then he has to go to the mikvah and he has to bring a carbon. He has to keep 7 clean days. He has to keep something. It's opposite. He has to keep 7 clean days, then go to the mikvah and bring a carbon. Okay. It says the Mishnah like this. Kidatan, Rosh Hashanah Banish Mashas. What if he sees 2 days during Banish Mashas? So by seeing 2 days Banish Mashas, each Re'iyah, even if it's one long Re'iyah, is considered potentially part of a separate day. So it's as if, let's say, a Sunday night, Monday night. So he's Sunday night, Monday night. We're concerned if we view it as he saw Sunday. He saw Monday, either from the end of the Sunday night Riyah or the beginning of the Monday Banish Mashas. And if Monday night into Tuesday is Shlishi as well, he has a Suffolk that he's seen 3 times, or Suffolk if it's only 2 times. Therefore, what's the Zalacha? Suffolk Latum Lakarbon. He's a Suffolk Legabe Tuma and Legabe Carbon. He's a Suffolk Legabe Tuma and Legabe Carbon. Ra Yaim Echad Banish Mashas. If he saw 1 day Banish Mashas, he's a Suffolk Latuma. Another carbon. If you only saw Banish Mashas 1 day, at the worst of it is he has 2 Re'iyahs and he's tummy 7 days. Or at the best of it, he's tummy just for 1 day. But he's certainly not chayav a carbon. There's no possibility of carbon there. And therefore, he only has to keep, he goes to the mikvah, he has to be worried about 7 clean days or 1 day, but he doesn't have to accompany it with a carbon. Now, in the first case, when it was 2 days by Banish Mashas, we said it's Suffolk Latuma Ula Carbon. It's carbon we first day. Suffolk carbon because Suffolk, if he's 2 Re'iyahs, Suffolk if it's 3 Re'iyahs. So Suffolk has the chayav carbon. Why is it Suffolk Labi Tuma? So what it means is Suffolk what type of tuma he has. Suffolk if he's tuma 1 day or 7 days. The halacha is that 2 Re'iyahs have to be on consecutive days. If there's a break of a day between the Re'iyahs, then he's still tuma only 1 day. Even though it's 2 separate Re'iyahs, he's tuma 1 day. If he sees on Sunday and Tuesday, then he's only tuma 1 day. So over here, the tzad is that he saw Banish Mashas, let's say Sunday night. So he saw Sunday night was really Sunday. And then nothing on Monday. And then when he sees Monday night, maybe that whole Re'iyah Banish Mashas Monday night was really Tuesday. So if he sees Sunday, Tuesday, he only has to keep 1 day, not 7. That's the suffix of Tuma. Haguf Akasha. That's the that's the explanation of this, how we apply the idea of Banish Mashas being a suffix. Ask the Gemara. Interview the Shita. Haguf Akasha. Amri said, Eze Banish Mashas, Mishtishka Chamaf, when the sun sets, Kaz Mashmah Nimbiz, when the as long as the sky is still red, Mashmah. Right away when the sky is already dark and not red, that's already night. Lailu, that's already night. Then you tell me, if the bottom became dark, but the top is still not dark, Banish Mashas, Banish Mashas, so the Mashmayas from one line to the next is Astira. The Mara gives 2 answers, and the more answers are going to, the difference in the answers is going to make a difference how long Banish Mashas is. Combine the 2 parts of the Brayse into 1 sentence, say as follows. Is Banish Mashas, Banish Mashas, Mishdish Chav before the sun sets, Kol's Mashas, Banish Mashas, Wadimim, so long as the Pnei Mizrach is red, V'hichsev Atachton, and even when the bottom of the sky has become dark, so he's combining those 2 into Banish Mashas, when it's all red, or even when part of it's dark, the bottom's dark, but as long as Leichsev Ayin, the top isn't dark. That's all Nami Banish Mashas. Here's the value. Once the top became dark, then Hishvatachan, and it became equal to the bottom, then that is already status of Laila's night. So according to Rabbi I'm reading the Mishmuel, Rabbi is elongating Banish Mashas to include from when the sun sets when the whole Bnei Mizrach is red, that already is considered Banish Mashas, and it continues even when the bottom part of the redness became black. It's still Banish Mashas until the whole thing became black. That's Banish Mashas. That's going to be longer. We'll see in the next sheet. Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shmuel, Hachik Dani. Here's how you read the memory of Rav Yehuda. B'shtishka Chama, when the sun sets, Kol Zman Shebnei Mizrach Adimim, so long as the whole side of the sky, the east side, is red, Yaim, that's day. He didn't speak of those words, but speaking of the word Yaim, it's day. So that's not Banish Mashas yet. It doesn't start yet from right after sunset. Hichsev Atachta, once the bottom part of the sky is darkened, then V'lo Yichsev Elyon, and the top part is not darkened yet, that's Banish Mashas. Hichsev Elyon, when the top part of the sky darkens as well, the Hishvet L'tachta Laila, that's going to be night. That would be, that's actually how I understood myself, not that I'm taking sides as Machlekes Chas V'Shalom, but that's how I understood the memory of Rabbi Yehuda myself as well, even though it didn't say the word Yayim, but that was, I understood the first line was explaining what the Shir of Yayim is. Okay, that's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, and then Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, which is a shorter shear, Banish Mashas, of Banish Mashas, Banish Mashas only from when the sky, the bottom half part of the sky is turning black, that's when the Banish Mashas starts. According to Rabbah, it's the second Shkias Kama, is even when it's fully red, that's already Banish Mashas. Vazatamayo, this idea that Rabbah has a longer Zman, and Rabbi Yosef has a shorter Zman, goes according to the reasoning, is Deimar, Shir Banish Mashas Kama, how long is Shir Banish Mashas? I'm Rabbi Avraham Shmuel. So Rabbah says, it's three chelik mil. First of all, to understand, what does that mean, three chelik mil? What does it mean, three chelik of a mil? If it means three halves, why can't I have three chelikim? If it means three halves, name a mil v'chetz, just say a mil and a half. If it means three half of a mil, say a mil and a half. El tasli tilsi mil, el means three thirds, so name a mil. Three thirds of something is a whole, is the line, just say mil. El tasli rivimil, you know what it means? What makes the most sense? Three quarters, three out of four, three parts out of four, three quarters, so it's 0.75 of a mil. That is the shear according to Rab. And basically we said before that a mil is roughly 18 minutes. So this would be, three quarters would be around 13, 14 minutes. That would be the shear according to Rabbah. Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shnei Chelka Mil, he says the shear is 2 mil, two parts of a mil. Now, what are two parts of a mil? Mach Shnei Chelka Mil. Elam and Tere Palki Mil, means two halves of a mil. Lema Mil, let him just say the word mil. That two halves obviously is a whole. Vela Tere Rivi Mil, Mila, Elamai means two, Elamai means, it means two quarters of a mil. Lema Chatzi Mil, don't say two parts, say a half. A half is the normal way to say that. Ella, what must it mean? We're top of Lamed Hey, Lamed Aleph. Trey Tilsi Mil, it means two-thirds of a mil. So it's, again, two-thirds, two parts means two-thirds. Three parts means three-quarters. Two parts means two-thirds. My Bena, which is, of course, shorter. Two-thirds would be more like roughly 12 minutes, less than 13, 14 minutes, about 12 minutes. Says the Mar, my Bena, Ik Bena, Palga the Danka. What's between them? Between them is a half a Danka. A Danka is a sixth. A half a Danka is a half a sixth, which is a twelfth, which is very simple math. Two-thirds is 66.666%. Three quarters is 75%. The difference between 75% and 6.666 is 8.33%. What is a twelfth? One twelfth is exactly, one twelfth is 8.33%. One twelfth out of 100 is 8.33%. So if it's beautifully, the difference between 75% and 66.6 is 8.33. That's the difference between Rabbah and Rabbah. So it's not a massive difference, but that's the difference. That's why it's either roughly 14 minutes or between 13 and 14 minutes or between 12 and 13 minutes. That is the share of Banish Mashas according to Rabbah and Rabbah. Respectively. Let's go a little further. Let's get at least a middle of the Amen. The Chalufa B'chalsa, we said, when it comes to a basket, we said the Rabbi so far by Banish Mashas, that's the longest share, and Rabbi is the shortest share. When it comes to basket, it's opposite. Rabbi has the smallest share, Rabbi is the biggest share. What din of the basket? There's halacha that Kalim, of course, have a din of Mukta. Kalim, I shouldn't say Mukta. Kalim have a din of Makabal Tuma. And there's also a din that Kalim that are movable are not Mukta because they're Mukha to be used on Shabbos. However, a kli that's so big, it's so large, and it holds so much, it loses the status of being considered movable, and by extension also becomes muksa to move it on Shabbos, because since it didn't have a status of a regular kli, of a kli that's movable, and no longer be able to move it. So what is that shear that's so large that it loses the status of a kli? So Rabbi over here has the smaller shear, and Rabbi has the biggest shear. Adam Rabbi, Chal Sabas Trei Kuri, a basket that holds two kurs, Sharlo Tutulu, that could still be carried on Shabbos. V'chein Tosa Kuri, even three kur, I'm sorry, Uvas Tlesa Kuri. If it's three kurs, then Asla Tutuli, that cannot be carried on Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Tosa Kuri, Nami Shari, Rabbi Yosef's Mekel says, even when it's three kurs, it could be carried on Shabbos, Bas Arba Kuri, Asher, if it's four kurs, that's when it cannot be carried on, that's when it can't be carried on Shabbos. Amar Abaye, Baimine, so you see basically the bigger share. Baimine demar b'shas ma'isa. Va'afilu bar trei kuri lesha release. Abai says, I asked Mar is Rabba. Rabba was his Rebbe. Remember, Abai was called Nachmeni. Pointed out yesterday in Daf Lam Gimel that Abai was called Nachmeni. Either his real name was Abai Rashi in Lam Gimel, in Lam Dalet in Gittin. His real name was Abai, and he's called Nachmeni because of the fact that Rabba Nachmeni raised him. He was a Yasam, and Rabba Nachmeni raised him, and Rabba's name was Rabba Nachmeni. So Abai got the name Nachmeni. Or opposite, his name was really Nachmeni, but Rabba couldn't call him Nachmeni because that was his father's name, and therefore he called him Abaye Shebuchay Rucham Yosem. But the point is, Abaye is quoting his Rebbe, Rabba, and he's saying, I asked Rabba Shaila, Halach Lameisa, how big is a kli that loses the status of kli and it can't be moved on Shabbos? And instead of saying the three kurs, what we have quoted above, he actually said less than that, even two kurs. I feel about straight kuri, Leshar. He wasn't even matter me to move a kli that was even two kurs, he wasn't matter. Not only three, he was usher, even two is usher. Okay, Kiman, says the Gemara, who is he going like? To have such a chumra kaitana, like the following brisa, the time we learned in the brisa, kiveres akash, a straw basket, the kiveres akanim, or a reed basket, ubar svina achsandrius, or the svina achsandrius, the bar of a svina achsandrius was basically like a reservoir of water. It was a kli that had water for trips on the boats, so it was like a storage, a big water bin. Even if they have a base, so that's like a kli, and it can hold things, if it could hold 40 savlach, shein kriyam yavish, which is two cores of yavish, if it goes 40 savlach, which is two cores of yavish, that's that shear, that by a match of rabbit, two cores of yavish, tahirim, they're tar. Again, that's another kula. A kli can become tamei. If it's considered like mechubal karka, no one can become tamei. If it's not considered movable, it's not mekabel tumah. This size is big enough that it's no longer mekabel tumah. We see that shtei kriyam, two cores, is ready enough to make it that it's not mekabel. It's ready enough to make it that it's not mekabel tumah. It's ready enough to make it considered no longer a kli. It loses the status of kli, and that's where Rabba was coming from when he was makbid, when he gave Abaye a psak that even two cores is enough. Abaye said parenthetically, Shema mina hai gudusha tilsave. When you're telling me that the shear that holds 40 sa in lach, that same kli holds two kriyam biyavish would really be the equivalent of 60 sa's. So a bum sa of water is being matched up with 60 sa's of lach. Why? Because when you have a dry measure, you could pile up over well above the surface, above the height of the surface, because you could do it in a mound. And that mound can equal up to a third of the total measurement. Of course, it depends on the shape of the kli. If it's a tall, like skinny cylinder kli, you definitely cannot get a third. If it's very, very wide and very flat, you can get even more than a third. It means on the standard kli they had back then, Abaye was saying that you could have a third of height over and above the over and above the top of the kli by yavish, which obviously you cannot have by lach. Abaye chaz the Rava dekah Davi lemarav. Abaye saw Rava looking out toward the west, judging to see if it was nighttime based on the redness of the sky. We learned the price as long as the eastern face is red. And we're looking at the eastern face, not the west. Rava said, Abaye, do you think it means literally pay mizrach? It's the face that causes the east to be reddened. The west serves as like a window to cause the east to be reddened. So I'm looking at the source, which is the west. Ikadami says a little bit different. Rav saw Abaye looking at Mizrach, which is the literal lash of the Mishnah of the Brisa. Amalei misafani Mizrach. Did you read the Brisa literally? That it means looking at the east. Panama medimas Mizrach v'simanah kavasa. It means the face that causes east to get red, which is the west, and the sima for that is a window. The window you see through the window causes a reflection. This, or the sunlight passes through a window and it causes something to illuminate. So the redness from the west causes a red appearance on the east. That's what you should be. That's what you should be looking at. Says the Gemara. Let's go a little further. The amount of time it takes a person from when the sun sets. Time takes to walk half a mil. That's a mechamishita, which he says about 8-9 minutes. That is the shear of Vinishmashas. Amar Chanina raised the lead of shear of Rechemia. Yaniach Chama Bereisha Carmel. One wants to understand the shear, clearly the shear of Rechemia. He should leave the sun at the top of Har Carmel, v'yered vitul b'yam, and go down the mountain and go in the yam, v'yala come out, v'zeo shiri Rav Nechemia. And that is the shir of Rav Nechemia. That is the amount of time that it takes. Amar Abchia, writes lyrics, Be'er Shemiriam, once on the topic of one wants to see something, one wants to see the Be'er Shemiriam, yala the Rosh Carmel, let him go to Har Carmel, v'yitzpa, and let him look out to the sea of Yerikim in Kever B'mayim. Let's take a bowl, like, it looks like a boulder, in like shaped in the water, shaped like a sieve. The Zui Be'er Shemiriam, that was the wellspring of Miriam. Amarav Mayna Metal Tatar, another halacha legabi Be'er Shemiriam, a mayan, a spring that is metal that's movable is tar. V'zeh Be'er Shemiriam, that's considered that was the Be'er Shemiriam. That was a movable spring. It moved the Kli Yisrael in the Midbar. That is the Be'er Miriam. It was movable, and therefore, and the chiddush is it still is tar. it's still a term. And one who goes into this movable mayan also has the status as if he went into a mikveh, and it is okay. It is mitar. Let's pause over here. So again, we're on Lamed Hey Amud Aleph by the two dots, about 8-10 lines off at the bottom of the page. Again, this is Talmud Hey is really tomorrow's daf. We will pick it up in Mirtz Hashem on Matzah Yamtiv, and we'll pick it up from here. Make up the rest of daf Lamed Hey, and hopefully cover Mirtz Hashem daf Lamed Vav as well. Have a wonderful Yamtiv, Chag Kasher V'Sameach, a safe and healthy Yamtiv.